This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. It's March 27, 2021, from the West Coast. We love this beautiful weather out here. The wildflowers are just popping everywhere, and it's beautiful. I love doing our show. Cal and I love doing this show, but I can't wait, though, to get out and finish the show and go out into the pasture areas where there's cattle.
This weather in California means it's snowing and icy in Idaho.
That's exactly right, or anywhere else for that matter. But we are just enjoying
it. We're spoiled
it.
And we know it.
And Cal and I are having a wonderful time together. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with my producer, Cal Hunter. We are the Lone Rangers today, or I'm going to say the Laurel and Hardy of radio right now, and a lot of people probably don't know who they are, but I think our listeners are 40 and above, so most of them will understand.
I'm sure they get it, yeah.
Laurel and Hardy were wonderful people. Hey, we're excited about KBRA 95.9 FM in Freer. I hope I'm saying that. Freer, Texas. Freer. F-R-E-E-R, Texas. Freer, Texas.
I'll go to the Texas pronunciation.
I'll tell you
momentarily.
And I'm going to look it up. R-E-E-R, Texas. And you said it was near Houston, right?
Well, it's, east of Houston, west of San Antonio, and down in that little dongly part of Texas.
What's dongly mean?
I don't know.
Freer Family Genealogy. Okay, well, wait a minute. It's got Freer, Texas. It's got a picture of a rattlesnake. I'm looking up the pictures. They do the rattlesnake roundup there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, is that where they do the Freer Family Genealogy Research, Freer, Texas? And it shows pictures of the rattlesnake roundup.
Yeah, my family genealogy primarily consists of rattlesnakes.
Oh. No, that's what this is. Freer, Texas is known for. I'm going to figure a way that I can take a picture of this and put it as a big rattlesnake. They do the rattlesnake roundup. Let's look that up, Cal. I think that's interesting about Freer. Welcome to Freer, it says.
We can sponsor it or something.
Yeah, no, this is it. This is the sign. Welcome to Freer, Texas, home of the Texas official
Freer.
Freer. What is it?
Freer.
Yeah, you got Freer.
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 Yeah, yeah.
The home of Texas official rattlesnake roundup. Wow.
That's cool.
And the M-U-Y Grande Deer Contest.
Muy, that means very. Muy Grande Deer, big deer. Yeah.
I just tried to figure this out.
There's your Spanish for Muy Grande, very big.
And the Freer Deer Camp. Oh, my gosh. It's got the rattlesnake roundup.
We have to be there
We'll have to do a live show from Freer, Texas.
I'm with you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait a minute. We've got like population 3,213. I think it's probably more than Freer is.
I'm sure they're surrounding it. But here's my question.
Yeah.
Is the rattlesnake roundup the same weekend as Burning Man?
Well, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Puts it in conflict.
Is it rattlesnake roundup and Burning Man the same thing?
I think the people in Freer would agree with that.
Oh, the poor rattlesnake. No, that's in August is when that is. August, I think it's August. But they weren't able to do it this year.
We couldn't.
Because
of
COVID.
We couldn't,
right?
Yeah. So,
we couldn't talk.
We're all sad.
Because usually what we do is we talk about the latest laws on that. But don't forget, that's all about one thing, Cal. It's about being free from money and everything's exchanged, even though they make how many millions of dollars on the thing?
Just like the rattlesnake roundup, I'm sure. You know, they're not worried about money or status or anything like that. They're just thinking, hey, let's get us some snakes.
Radio Law Talk, man.
Do they have a snake fry afterward?
I don't know. Maybe we're the ones that bite maybe people. 855 Law Radio. If you're from Freer, Texas, seriously, give us a call. I don't know if anybody's listening now. It's a brand new. It's our first week there, so nobody probably knows about it. Remind me, Cal, we need to shoot them some commercials.
Yeah, and they're shy. I'm sure they're shy in Freer.
855 Law Radio. 855-529-7234. We're only going to take the calls from people from the Freer, Texas area, and we want to know about the rattlesnake roundup. They're probably not going to call us anyway. because they don't want to
hear. Well, I mean, they're embarrassed. You know, they don't talk about a rattlesnake roundup.
No, rattlesnakes are believe it or not, people don't realize we're in Northern California. There are rattlesnakes up here. Rattlesnakes eat a lot of mice.
Yeah, they're a good thing, and they're good eating themselves.
Are they?
If you fry them up, it tastes like chicken.
Does it really? That's what I've always heard, but I'm not going
to
try.
But I'm thinking to myself, if something tastes like chicken, just give me the chicken.
Yeah, I'll go for the chicken. I love that. Tastes like this. Well, I'll just have the chicken then.
Exactly.
Okay, Cal, let's roll the most important part of Case or No Case. Those of you in Freer, Texas.
Go. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, here we go.
Let's shot see. A root beer.
I already told you about Darius Rosalind, didn't I? Now we're going to go here to a Georgia man who was having trouble getting the last paycheck from his employer.
Okay.
He was shocked to discover the equivalent of his check in pennies stacked in his driveway earlier this month.
Stacked in his driveway?
Yeah. Fayetteville's Andreas Flayton had quit his job at the Peachtree City's luxury automobile repair shop. And he said it was an abusive situation, and he and his boss didn't get along that well, and, you know, standard blah, blah, blah. And so he quit, and he said about a month later, still haven't got my final checks. I went down there and said, hey, what's the deal? And he said, oh, you'll get your final check. So he gave him the final check with a little note that had two choice words on it that we don't like to say.
Okay, that's not
something to do with blanking you. And then, so he goes to the Georgia Department of Labor.
Wait, let's back up. So it was all on this driveway.
In pennies, almost in 900 pennies. Bucks worth of his paycheck in oil-covered pennies. He had soaked them in the crankcase oil that they took out of cars. So it was a nightmare, and he said, I want my check. I want my check. So he went to his lawyer and said, case or no case. By the way, the penny's weighing over 500 pounds.
All right, so here's the thing. Wonder if there's some Indian head pennies in there. If they were, they probably might be smarter.
They wouldn't be complaining that much.
They wouldn't be complaining, would he? So he got, that's interesting. You know what? So he goes to the labor board and complains and says, I want my check.
And they say you got paid.
Yeah, you got paid. So, I'm going to say that there's someone from Freer, Texas calling us. Let me think about this. Let me think, Cal. Yeah, take me on. I'm going to say this is a scenario, but not a case for the following reasons. And I want to opine really quickly about whether or not handing them payments in pennies is reasonable or not. I think that employees have to be paid in a reasonable manner. And this isn't in Texas, this is not in California, so I don't know the law. But I'm thinking just giving them a stack of pennies is not reasonable, and they have to pay them in a reasonable manner, and that's not reasonable. So the answer is it's not a case. It's a true scenario, but not a case. And but I think normally the individual would probably win the employee, Cal.
By the way, that was someone asking us for a donation, in case you're wondering, the call.
Oh, that's very important. Yeah,
I offered to let her come on the air live, and she just hung up on me.
You know what you have to do is, if it's one of those calls, robocalls, sure, hold on, let me put you on the air. You have to tell them. But go ahead, Cal.
Rude people. Okay,
tell me the truth.
Here
what
is
okay.
the scenario yes. in our case or no case. Here's the story. He called the Georgia Labor, and was it a case? You said it was not a case.
It was
case.
Not a lawsuit. Correct, it was not a lawsuit.
All right. Welcome
yes.
to the
league. Yes. That's 6 points, Cal.
So Mr. Flatten damaged his wheelbarrow. So he wants damages for his wheelbarrow because when he picked up the 500 pounds of pennies that popped out the front tire, it was a real nightmare for him.
Wow. And but that really did happen.
Yeah,
Someone did that
to him. He said it was childish, went back to the company, and the lawyer said it was childish, but, you know, you're kind of on your own. So I went back and he said, I want a real way of collecting my real money. Because he said at night now, all they do is sit here with little... You know, it costs some money to clean the stupid pennies off so we can take them to the bank. So it's a sad story.
Well, that sounds like a Hatfield and McCoy's. I think there's going to be something else going on there.
Don't you think?
I think he'll be dropping
is.
Something else off.
What is it?
The little bag on fire with something inside of it for the Halloween?
Right.
Stomp it out. We'll be back after this. Cal, thanks for giving me that.
Sure. Next hour, we'll talk about Ralphie and A Christmas Story after this.
Okay.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed and dirt it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What does Todd's cat say? Stop whining. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So if you remember in 2013 during the Boston Marathon, which, by the way, one of my partner's wives has run in the Boston Marathon, I watch the Boston Marathon, and I'm tired after watching it. So
yeah, right.
That's about as far as I'm going
to
get.
That's a long time to spend in front of a tube.
Ooh, it's a long time to look at it. It makes me tired. Ooh, that's really... And then I get up, go get my taco, and go back and sit back down. It's even more tiring.
Exactly.
So. But in 2013, what a tragic accident, incident that occurred where these two brothers, one was the younger brother and one was the older brother, and don't ask me to pronounce their name. I'm not going to try. Made two homemade bombs and put them near... The finish line.
The start finish line.
Yeah,
right.
And they went off and three died. Three people died, but quite a few people injured and some substantially injured. And then they basically tracked him down. The older brother was in a shootout with the police and was killed. And the big issue is not whether or not this occurred, but this younger brother's whole argument the whole time is basically. He was, his brother was the main perpetrator of this whole thing. He was there and assisted. He didn't, he never said he wasn't part of it, but that his brother was a perpetrator. And not only that, was the type of person that manipulated him into doing
things.
So he
followed the lead of his big brother.
Of his big brother is basically what it is. But here's one issue. One issue is that was his whole argument. It's not me. I mean, I'm the secondary to this,
right.
which he wouldn't get in a, if that's the case, the odds of getting convicted of the death penalty and getting the death penalty would be very low, if not impossible. And in fact, one issue was apparently there years before this bombing, the older brother was involved in some other murders. Allegedly, he alleges that his other brother was involved in these other murders before this bombing, and that would have been able to would be something important to you would think that they would want to understand, or the jury'd want to hear, or the judge would want to hear. And not only that, another issue occurred is that he wanted to make sure that the individuals that were put in the jury box. And by the way, it took a long time to do this.
I'd imagine to impanel a jury.
Yeah, it took forever.
Yeah.
But to impanel them, that they needed to be asked some pretty poignant questions about what they've seen in the media, because I'm a proponent of a fair trial. I don't care what the situation is. Everybody needs, we need our democracy to work. And to work, everyone has to fair trial, even those who are the loathsome or the lowest of the low. And that's the way our system works.
Right.
Now.
We don't need to predetermine anything. We need a
right.
fair trial. And if people have seen too much publicity, their minds are already made up.
And that's the problem now. Things have changed so dramatically, Cal, because of the Internet. And not just the Internet, but of social media and all
everybody
those things.
Everybody sees everything anyway.
They do. They see it all. And so that's the – but apparently the judge didn't allow some of that to go in. And so that was a big issue. And so now they're up – so the appellate court – came in and threw out the conviction, the death penalty, and said, doggone it, we're not saying you're not going to be convicted, but we're throwing out this death penalty. The judge erred in those two areas, that the judge should have, in general, allowed more discussion of the potential jurors about what's going on, right, with the media if they've seen it. The second thing is the jurors need to understand about, and the judge about, these allegations that the brother had murdered someone before and apparently didn't get caught, but had issues of murdering someone before. And that goes to the credibility of this younger kid, which, by the way, they found him in a boat. Remember that? They couldn't find him. They found him.
Yeah.
He was in a boat with the cover on. It tells you that.
And he's basically saying, listen, my brother's such a strong personality. I got caught up in this.
Right.
I followed him.
Right.
So
that's going up
to
the Supreme Court, and they agree to hear the case. And you know what? I think he's going to win that. Now, here's another interesting thing. Now, at the time this occurred, this appeal occurred, it was the Trump administration.
Right.
And so obviously the Trump administration came in, and the government came in and said, yes, we agree that that this death penalty should be upheld as per the lower court. And now Biden, who doesn't believe in the death penalty, has come in and is arguing the complete opposite.
And now I have a question.
That's what's weird.
So
that is the weirdest thing. I'm going to amend now the new president's in.
And it's so frustrating that people say, do we have a law or not? Is there a law that calls for the death penalty? Then who cares if you like it or not? We have a law. How about you follow the law instead of your little parts and passions and just do what the law says?
But I think the interesting thing in this case is, first of all, I believe in general, again, I'm just talking generally, I believe he'll win this appeal. I mean, the defendant in this case is going to get his conviction of death penalty thrown out.
Okay, so he'll still be convicted, but not be eligible for the death penalty.
Now let me do a little side note. We only have 2 minutes left.
No.
Did you know I'm a very good friend with a former assistant attorney general's office, the attorney general's office of the government, right?
Hmm.
And he is a very, very conservative person, very conservative. And he was an absolute opposed to the death penalty.
That's interesting.
And I was in it because he's so conservative by nature. And you know what he said? He said, Fred, it takes so long and so much money to put someone to death. It's 20, 30 years.
So what he really opposes is the system. Not the penalty itself.
That's basically what he said. He said it's millions. I think he brought up $5 to $10 million it cost taxpayers. And he said, you know what? It's just as damaging to keep them in prison for the rest of their life.
But in California, we don't.
I know. But he's saying it's cheaper, not by a little bit, by a dramatic amount. And so I was just kind of an interesting spin on it. And he's saying, he goes, you know what? That to me, that's important. But I think this is going to be overturned. It's going to be heard by the Supreme Court. We're going to follow
it. Is this the Massachusetts Supreme Court or the United States Supreme Court?
That's the U.S. Supreme Court. No, it's U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
And so we're going to find out what's going on. I think they are going to overturn it because, doggone it, you better lean the way of the person that's being convicted because they're going to appeal it for sure. So when we come back, go ahead.
Maybe he can just get used to prison food for the rest of his life. That's fine.
Which is actually pretty good, I heard. Harvey Weinstein we're going to talk about when we get back. We'll see you.
All right. See, prison food, even that sounds good right now, doesn't it? Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here with Fred Penny. He's got a lot of good stuff to talk about, all of it with you. So don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time, from any location. Visit Leviton.com/Contractor Connect to explore today.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medicine?
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Nearly 3,000 people died 20 years ago after Islamic terrorists hijacked planes and crashed into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Another hijacked plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Biden marked the 20th anniversary by blasting Americans and praising Islam as the religion of peace.
We also witnessed the darker forces of human nature. Fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion.
U.S. wholesale inventory accumulation slowed in July, lagging further behind sales, and is now taking wholesalers the shortest time in 7 years to clear shelves. Inventories are a key part of gross domestic product. The component of wholesale inventories that goes into the calculation of GDP increased 0.7% in July. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. This is Radio Law Talk.
Shout out to Garrett Penny, huh, Cal? Let's shout him out.
Wow.
We were hungry. Cal and I have, you know, we're busy. We start early. Radio Law Talk, I'm up at 4:35 a.m.
4:30 in the morning is my normal rise time.
Yep, we're up and we're pounding it, and we didn't have time for breakfast, and he brought in some breakfast burritos
for
us.
What a nice guy.
Well, I don't care what they say about my son. He's okay.
He's okay. I take it all back. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, I didn't mean it either. I appreciate that. Cal and I are sitting there pounding down the food.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, okay, commercial's coming up. Let's finish this. You know, speaking of pounding down the food, let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. I don't know how that applies, but it might somehow.
Well, he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah. Let me tell you what's interesting. Did I ever tell you the story about, okay, we've gone through Harvey Weinstein and followed this case, and you're probably going, Harvey Weinstein again. But this very interesting legal issues here that I want to discuss about the class action lawsuit, the civil lawsuit that's against them. His company, and they're attempting, some of the people are attempting to get Miramax. So they're going after Miramax and trying to go personally against the board members, which the courts are saying, nah, they're losing on that because they're protected because it's a corporation, et cetera, et cetera. So, but there is a $17 million settlement, and this, believe me, it's going under because this just
you mean Miramax
legal.
Is going to go away.
And him and any of the money. So there's a $17 million fund that has been established.
Well, then how can Weinstein get girls if Miramax goes away?
I don't know. He's in jail 23 years. I think he got 23 years.
He's on his own. Yeah.
He's on his own. And so, jeez Louise. Just Cal and I together is worse than all of us together. So,
sorry.
But here's what's interesting. The first thing is, I like watching old videos, Cal. And one of the old videos that I watched is I get on YouTube and I watch the old Dean Martin roasts. Those of you who haven't done it, just
go
on YouTube.
Which are hilarious, by the way.
Dean Martin roast. And what it is Dean Martin will get up there and he's drunk half the time. And he really, either he pretended it, but I've heard literally he really was. He drank quite a bit. But he's a fun guy when he drinks. And they're talking about there. I think it was Desi Arnaz or Lucille Ball, or just it was all the 70s powerhouse people up there, and they're making fun of somebody. And I don't know. I think it was Don Rickles was sitting up there making fun of roasting someone, and he turns down and points down. Oh yeah, there's that Harvey Weinstein, the brand new young guy that's the power producer down there, and he's pointing at him, and he's sitting right in the front row, and he's laughing, and he's a young Harvey Weinstein who became a powerful executive within the film industry, and that was just ironic as we're talking about his woes that are going on.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, so that. But what happens here is in Delaware is where all the companies are set up. Usually Delaware is for tax reasons. A lot of companies are set up out of Delaware. And the judges in a class action suit, believe it or not, who has the power, believe it or not, are the judges. There's cases I know about that are class action suits that everybody agrees to them. And the judge is like, let me think about it, whether or not I'm going to allow it. Even though the main parties that started the class action that brought it up are ready to settle, and the judge says, well, I'm not sure I want to do that. So the judge determines whether or not they settle these class action suits. And in this case, pretty much everybody's agreed except for a few plaintiffs haven't. And the main plaintiffs under these, which is a Ms. Guise, Ms. Thomas, and Ms. Thompson, who are the main claimants, want to dismiss it because they want to get part of their money, because the money is there, but they can't get it unless they basically drop the rest of their cases.
Everybody has to sign off or they don't get paid.
Yeah, right. They don't get paid unless they sign off. And the interesting part about the sign-off was, I didn't realize about this, is those who aren't agreeing to sign off, you can still get some money from this fund, but only 25% of the value of your allotment. So what they have is they have an individual, it's a settlement plan, and the settlement plan has a reviewer. And each claim that's filed, these reviewers review and give them a point system. Okay, 100 points, you get the maximum amount of whichever the amount is. And they give these point systems. So if you decide, I want money, but I'm not going to release and go, I'm going to still go civilly against Harvey Weinstein and whatever his companies, whatever's left, you only get 25% of your points. So say you get $100,000 because of the sexual harassment claim against you by Harvey, you get 25 grand. And then you can still go after him civilly.
Plus whatever else you can recover in a separate case.
The problem is, Cal, a lot of this stuff, a general overview, is you're not going to get any more. I mean, they're going to file bankrupt. There's not going to be anything left. And get what you can. And that's why these lawyers are saying, we might as well get it while we can. And there's at least $17 million there left. And so that's what's going on. But there's a number of these people in the class action that have filed an appeal, and they lost the appeal in February. And they said, nah, we're not going to allow you to pursue this any further. So, but there's a couple of people that are appealing and trying to hold up this final settlement, and we'll see what the judge says. But that's what's going on with the Weinstein. Very, very interesting is that people don't realize you have to release them to get your money. But what other people don't realize in class actions, in depending on the class actions, you can go in and say, no, I'm not going to release them. I'm still going to sue them, but I want some of that class action money. And some of them allow you to get some of that money still, even though you still sue them. But again, in this one, it's about 25% of your allotment from the victim's fund, and you can continue to pursue it. And maybe just keep going in circles, my friend.
And if you get your 25%, isn't it, in all fairness, and this is not a criticism, it's just an observation, is it not true that many times if you get your 25%, your lawyer's going to gobble up a lot of that money if you continue to pursue it. Is that not so?
No, absolutely. The attorneys get their fees, and and rightfully so, because they're doing all the work, and it's a lot of work. People don't realize, why do you get a third or 40% if you go to court? It's a lot of work, and that's what's important. The other thing that's interesting is, criminally, don't forget, he's already got, 23 years he's in jail for criminally for it. But the judge, the district judge, they had punitive action against him also. And the judge took 17 of the 18 punitive claims out and threw them out, all but the sex trafficking one. That's in his in his criminal case. So, long story short, my point is, in general, sometimes it's smarter to get a bird in the hand in a case like this than to try to get a little bit of extra and squeeze blood out of a turnip.
And Harvey's not going to win Executive of the Year either.
And he's not. And I'm telling you, the money's going away. Yeah. And so I don't know all the details of that, but in my opinion is, wrap it up and move on. So. Here's another interesting thing we're going to talk
about. Isn't that hard for people to do, though? Fred, you say that. I don't want to slow you down.
No, I agree with that.
I know that a lot of times people say, but I just can't get over it. Well, you have to get over it. If you get the money, you've got to find a way to move on beyond it, don't you?
Yeah, this is what I always tell clients, and this is not an attorney-client privilege thing I can talk about, is money's not going to make it better. No matter what the situation, your injury, you've lost a loved one, you're severely injured, you're going to be injured the rest of your life and deal with it the rest of your life.
Right.
Money is just a kind of a temporary fix. There's not enough money, especially in the death cases when you lose a loved one. Not enough money, Cal.
Never.
You can never. And it's funny because how they do these cases is the defense will bring up these experts. Well, they only would have lived 9.7 years, approximately the average. Okay, so if my son or my mom or my dad or a spouse or family or friend was killed, 1 year's worth millions of dollars to me. A month is worth it if it's my son. You see what I'm saying? And that's what they are. This person.
Especially if he brings breakfast.
Yeah, if he brings breakfast, that's exactly right. But think about it, Cal. Think about it. If you could have your mom or your dad back for 1 month, what would that be worth?
It would be priceless.
Priceless. Yeah. Priceless. And that's when you lose a loved one. I always argue to the jury or your judge. You always want to argue, look. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the situation is. You can't pay me enough money.
Yeah.
And you know what also? There's also the argument defense uses all the time, which I love, is, well, they're in their 90s. They're the last of their years. That's like arguing your last piece of pie in your favorite pie, Cal. When it's sitting in the refrigerator, you get your favorite apple pie. You love your family to share it. But when you have the last slice in there, Cal, are you going to share any of that? Heck no.
Are you kidding me?
That's the most important piece is that last piece of pie, and that's what retirement's about. And that's when you get injured or something happens and you pass away from an accident. You deserve more money because of that. Well, that's Fred's Penny's take.
I can't argue with that.
Okay, we're going to be back. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp, and we're going to talk about a little bit about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's divorce.
Yay. Stay tuned. There is more Radio Law Talk coming right up with Fred Penny right here on this radio station that you're listening to right now, and also always on RadioLawTalk.com. We stream the show live, and we have all of the old episodes there for you, too. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues... The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
All right. We're talking a little bit about a couple of things. One thing that's important that we always talk about is Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk, you know, it's that guy.
He's like an evergreen tree. He just keeps, evergreen tree just keeps giving.
You know what? What's interesting, and you know, you're right. What's interesting that Denise has always brought up, and so has Todd, that are not here, is, you know, people feel sorry for him, but you know what? Just think of his royalties, Cal. His royalties. I mean, if he never does another show again,
he's set for 5 lifetimes and 5 generations.
Just the royalties alone are crazy. But I've always said this, and I've said it on Radio Law Talk, and I'm going to say it again.
Okay, I'm going to cue you.
Amber and Johnny, if you want me to mediate for you for free, just come on into Radio Law Talk. We won't put it on the air. I'll get this solved for you.
We could put them in our luxurious chairs in the studio.
I can solve this. You know why?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, in the public, the way it is, Cal, no one's winning. Nobody's winning.
This is my sense. I think when people feel sorry for Johnny Depp, the thing I feel sorry for is the fact that with all of that money, pardon me, He just can't buy happiness in his domestic situation.
Well, it's not just that, but even Amber, even though Amber won the case, and we're going to talk about that, she won the case in England. It wasn't her, it was the son, but in essence, she won that case. Right. And then they got the case in Virginia that's coming up in May, where he's suing her for $50 million for defamation, and we're going to get into that in a second. But no matter what, nobody wins.
Just
in this
get
situation.
Over each other, yeah. First off.
If this would have, by the way, if what happened in this case, and this is just a general discussion, if what happened in this case, I'm just talking their situation because they're such high-profile celebrities, and I don't disagree with people suing because you have to sometimes, but they're such high-profile, no one's going to win in their situation. And both of them are struggling to get parts now to some degree, and even Amber to some degree because there's a lot of Johnny Depp lovers, and he's got a huge fan club.
Right.
And so you don't think they're hating on Amber Heard and
so
vice versa?
The lawyers walk away with money. They walk away with bruised egos and dignity.
Right.
And the attorneys are the only one who win in this, and even they curry the reputation of some lawyers who will do anything for money.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm not ripping on the lawyers.
No, I'm just saying nobody wins, even including them,
right,
is my point.
Right, yeah. And what I'm saying is it's time to just get over this and move on.
Yeah, right.
Because guess what? Don't you think, Cal, this started years ago. So many years ago, Cal, I don't even remember how many years ago. Do you think if they both would have just said, okay, we're just going to shut up about it? And I know some people are saying, well, Mr. Penny, the Me Too movement, she needs to come out and come against.
No.
And okay, let's assume she does.
All
let's
right.
just assume she does. Johnny Depp, guess what you say? I disagree. I don't agree with that. There was nothing going on here. Move on.
How about
don't forget,
this?
It was Johnny Depp that brought the lawsuit.
Right.
Amber didn't sue him.
What's wrong with him saying, I don't want to air our dirty laundry in public? I have nothing to say about this.
I would have just said, you know what, I don't agree.
Yeah.
And let's move on. I'm sorry, Amber, you and I are not, we're on the same wavelength.
We're just going to disagree on this.
And let's agree to disagree and move on. And,
yeah.
and move on. And then nothing with it. I mean, I just think people would have forgot about it. They'd be talking about the Royals, which they're talking about now, There's other things going on. There's COVID. There's
be talking about another waste of time, the Royals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're not going to care.
Right.
They're not going to care because nowadays it's boom. It's in the public and it's out.
Right.
Because with the fast internet and the social media, Cal, it goes so fast.
The news cycle has shortened up. Used to be 24 hours. Now it seems like it's about 12 minutes.
12 seconds,
yeah,
man, I'll tell you.
So, fast,
so what happened here? Let me tell you, just to give you a very brief overview. Johnny Depp sues the Sun. The Sun is like the tabloid in England.
The Sun newspaper.
That's exactly right. And he sues them because basically what happened is he was doing a show, his latest show, and I'm going to say exactly what it is. I got to get that piece of paper, called The Fantastic Beasts. And he was doing that, and basically, to make a long story short, I'm going to paraphrase, the Sun says, why the heck getting a wife beater or something? Not a wife beater.
Why are
beater.
You hiring a wife beater to
See,
play the part?
Yeah, right. Something like that. But
roughly,
it was,
yeah.
And so he sued him for defamation and slander. So, and he lost. And as part of that, they basically said, the court held, we believe Amber that he was abusive to her, physically abusive. And so and as part of that, Amber said, I'm going to give my money up to $7 million that I win or whatever amount I receive to charity, up to $7 million or at $7 million. And she never did that. And so Johnny Depp appealed, saying that they used that as a credibility issue that made her look good, gave her credibility to boost her credibility and tip the court to her side. And the appellate court in London said, no.
Nice try, though.
Yeah. Move on. And so what's happening now in Fairfax County, Virginia, May 5th, see, that was the Sun. May 5th, they got the trial, Johnny Depp suing Amber Heard for $50 million. For damages of her op-ed in the Washington Post, where she talks about being abused by an individual. She never names him, but it was pretty obvious. And he sues her for defamation there. So that's starting May 5th. So now I think there's probably going to be more stuff going on and testimony, because they already had testimony in the earlier case in London.
And the allegations already make him look bad enough. How does all of this and bringing all of this stuff out in public, how does it make anybody look better? How does it help?
Yeah, and I don't know that his... And I don't know, as a lawyer, you're a counselor too. And I'm not, again, we don't know all the details, so I'm just talking
But based
in
on
general.
What we know, yeah.
Based on, you know, what we hear, why aren't they said, Johnny, stop, you know, stop. Come on, man, let's move on. Yeah, I don't know. Cal thinks the lawyers just want money. I'm not saying that. Don't say it, because then the lawyers are going to go, you're talking bad about us on Radio Law Talk. I don't know what's going on, and I wish I did know. That's why Johnny and Amber need to come down and sit down in Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny, the host.
We would welcome them.
And Cal Hunter be here. Cal's going to give real-world advice because he's been around the block a few times. He's not a lawyer, but he plays a lawyer sometimes.
Yes.
And so we can help you. And so just come down whenever you want, and we will mediate.
Fred can give you advice. I'll play the sound effects.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. And I think we can help him out. But what's going on. He lost his appeal. Now the Virginia case is going to go May 5th. That's going to give us Cal a lot of good Radio Law Talk stuff to talk about.
And yet another window into a marriage that, frankly, based on what happened in England, we care less and less and less about.
That's exactly right. But they're putting it back in constantly in what's going on. But I don't know, Johnny, man. I, by the way, I'm a fan of his movies. I'm not saying I don't know the guy personally.
Super good actor.
I'm a fan of Amber's movies, too. You know, Aquaman is great.
But let it go, dudes. Come on.
Yeah, move on. But you know what, Cal, that's you and I. That's what we don't. But again, I'm a person that believes that you have the right to use the court system to sue, and I'm a firm believer in that and continue to do it. But when they're this high profile, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it?
Yeah, what's the upside, right?
Speaking of which.
And what?
Speaking of which.
What?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, man, here we go again. Yeah.
Back, here we go. The law, don't forget, this is a divorce case. And this divorce case has been going on and on and on. And what happens in divorce cases, and Denise Dirks is not here. She's our wonderful co-host, and she is a family law attorney, a phenomenal family law and divorce attorney. But what's happened is in these cases, Cal, the main thing that occurs is when it comes to children and custody, that's usually where the fight is.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw a picture the other day of a husband and wife sitting on the courtroom that the judge made them sit in the front of the courtroom on the ground with their beanie babies piled up. And you see these couples sitting there dividing every single one, put one. I think the judge did it to humiliate them, show how ridiculous they are. And they each picked a Beanie Baby. And there's probably 300-400 in a pile. And because it's their Beanie Baby collection, they argue who gets it. And he said, you'll sit there and you'll each pick one and one. And they're sitting on the floor. And just how ridiculous that is,
well,
right?
I just think people attach a lot of meaning when they go through something traumatic like a divorce. They attach a lot of meaning to meaningless stuff.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah, you're all worried about the Beanie Baby, but it's not the Beanie Baby that's the problem. It's the fact that your marriage blew up in your hands. It's
right.
Terrible.
I talked to a judge one time, way after this case. They said, I remember this individual judge said, each attorney charged about $2,800. So that's about what? $6,000?
Yeah, pretty close.
Over
yeah.
a chair. The judge had to decide who gets this chair. And it wasn't like a family heirloom. It was just a chair that they both liked. And so, hey, it cost about $6,000 to figure out who gets the chair. When we come back, we're going to do another case or no case. We're going to talk about drug raid. What is found in a drug raid? Very interesting. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. Next hour is Radio Law Talk. Starts at 6 minutes after right here. Of course, if you're streaming, you can pretty much listen anytime. We'll be right back on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.